Good afternoon. To present the main news on One Love Radio, my name is Mombra Taylor. Let's take a look at the headlines. Zambian farmer calls on the Ministry of Agriculture to protect smallholder farmers. Navile challenges government to end period poverty in rural areas. And foreign news, at least 16 students killed in an overnight fire at Kenyan boarding school. And in sports, Kangwanda, confident Arabs can conquer Africa. And now the news in detail. Aspiring independent member of parliament for Kanyama constituency, Prophetess Mwaka Nyerenda, says her area of focus, if elected, is to build more health posts in the area. Ms. Nyerenda says the residents do not have access to quality health care, as Kanyama only has one health post servicing a large population. She has also stated that she will work on the drainage system to ensure proper sanitation and health. Speaking on One Love Radio's neighborhood program, the clergy reveals that residents in the area complain that previous MPs have been abandoning them after getting the vote. She has added that leadership is about serving and delivering services to the people.
And you know, we are so blessed that we have the CDF. And there are so many organizations and institutions that are willing to help. And you know, Kanyama is interesting. For example, in Garden Post, Garden Park, there is no school there. And it's a huge part of Kanyama. So they have to go to different parts of Kanyama. The roads are terrible. So instead of maybe taking 20 minutes to go to school or to Kanyama, it will take almost an hour. When it rains, oh my goodness, it's just pathetic. So because it's the largest constituency in Lusaka, yet there's only one hospital, and they're really trying their best, but we really need health posts all over and more clinics. And of course, back to the drainage system, because I believe everybody deserves to live in a clean environment.
The Prisons Care and Counseling Association, PRISCA, has commended President Hagende Hichilema for the recent appointment of judges to the Superior Courts in Zambia. PRISCA Executive Director Geoffrey Malembeka says the important step demonstrates government's continued commitment to strengthening the administration of justice in the country. Dr. Malembeka says the appointment of additional judges is timely and commendable, as it comes at a time when demand for efficient disposal of cases is high. He says PRISCA believes this will go a long way in ensuring that justice is dispensed efficiently. Citizens First CF parliamentary candidate for Nkundalila constituency in Serenge district, Bangwe Navile Chisenga, has called for greater investments in sustainable wash facilities to address absenteeism caused by period poverty. In a statement to observe the commemoration of the Menstrual Hygiene Day, Bangwe observed that many girls in Serenge continue to miss school because most institutions lack menstrual hygiene management facilities. He has since urged the government to provide sanitary pads free of charge, just as it has introduced free education and free meals in public schools. Bangwe stresses that without access to pads and proper facilities, girls' dignity and education remain compromised. He noted that the budget towards WASH declined terribly under the UPND administration and must be revisited going forward.
They claim they don't have money for this sector, but of course they've got money to increase the number of constituencies. So it only shows that this area is not a priority. Therefore, we call on the private sector as well as the development sector to ensure that they come in. For example, members of the NGO Forum and also members of the Joining Forces Alliance could take up this challenge and complement government efforts in this area so that children in Serenge can equally have facilities that will allow them to attend school regularly.
Agriculture News.
Zambian farmer Silas Mwanza has called on the Ministry of Agriculture to introduce measures aimed at protecting small-scale farmers from exploitation by briefcase buyers purchasing crops at low prices. Pastor Mwanza says many rural farmers are being forced to sell their produce cheaply due to the absence of proper market regulation and storage facilities, resulting in financial losses and unfair treatment. He has since appealed to the government and the permanent secretary and the Ministry of Agriculture to consider introducing a regulated opening period for crop markets to control when buyers can begin purchasing produce from farmers.
I think looking at the way farmers are being abused, why can't the nation come up with the policy when to open the market and when to close the market of the maize buying, soybeans, groundnuts and alike? Because farmers are being abused, exploited by the briefcase buyers. Why can't the Minister of Agriculture come up with a law which can open the market on a day, say okay to the briefcase buyers, they can start buying on such a day, such a month, rather than the way our farmers are being abused? They are being paid peanut, leap for money by these briefcase buyers. FRA, most of the time they are opening, they are buying to those who are stable, who have got somewhere where to find source. You find people, they want to buy lelish, they sell meds at a very low price.
Still in agriculture news, the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, says Zambia's projected bumper maize harvest of approximately 4.9 million metric tons for the 2025 to 2026 farming season marks a significant recovery for the agriculture sector and demonstrates renewed potential for Zambia to reclaim its position as a regional food basket within Southern Africa. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mutembo Mukelabai says the projected harvest is an important step towards strengthening national food security and reduce dependency on imports, as a harvest of this magnitude, if well managed, has the potential to positively impact poverty levels through increased rural incomes, improved household food availability, as well as enhanced economic activity along agricultural value chains. Ms. Mukelabai says the increased production can contribute to further lowering food inflation, which had remained within a double digit for the past 2 years, and guarantee inflation stability. She says the government's annual maize production target for the 2026 is set at 4.5 million metric tons, hence the projected 4.9 million metric tons, therefore surpasses this annual milestone by approximately 400,000 metric tons, a commendable result that reflects steady and tangible progress towards the longer-term national goal of 10 million metric tons by the year 2030.
The 4.9 million ton harvest that has been announced, and also recognizing that within the 2026 budget, our understanding is that the Food Reserve Agency has capacity for a particular threshold to purchase, which is around 500,000 metric tons. We know that last year they exceeded that particular threshold, and it did result in a lot of challenges in terms of payments of farmers and so on and so forth. And so it will be important, I think, to be clear. FRA needs to be very clear in